In the volcano, we already provided 2,000 blankets, 2,000 sarongs, and 800 tops, 10, like 10, to the affected population. And we are supporting the local Caritas unit under the Archdiocese of Semarang, who are responding actively on the ground. That's as far as we help the Merapi volcano population. In Mentawai, we just have our team member arrive last night in Mentawai to do rapid assessment. And he's working with Caritas France team and also the Caritas West Sumatra emergency team. We are about to receive more information of the situation on the ground in Mentawai before the end of today. But CRS is planning to also respond in Mentawai, and we still have 1,000 tops for shipment to Mentawai. And probably we are also going to support the transitional shelter for the people affected by tsunami. For now, it's shelter and water. I think they already have food from local government, from West Sumatra and also Mentawai government, but the rest of the relief materials have not reached the area yet because of the transportation problem.
Now, of course, this is not, unfortunately, the first time that Indonesia has had to deal with the devastating outcome of a tsunami. What happened to the early warning system that was supposed to be in place to warn residents?
As far as I know, there are two tsunami warning devices installed in the Indian Ocean. When the earthquake happened in Mentawai, the local disaster agency already issued tsunami warning, but not knowing what's really happening because the communication broke down immediately after the earthquake. And even under normal circumstances, this area was very remote. Transportation is not always accessible, etc. So the tsunami warning was lifted, I think, after an hour, not knowing that tsunami already happened 15 minutes, 20 minutes after the earthquake.
And has there been a lot of land reclaimed by water? Is the land accessible to the people? Will they be able to return home, to the best of your knowledge?
I don't think so. From what I heard from my team this morning, who arrived in the area, the land will not be, you know, sustaining the population again because it's already swept away by the water. I think sooner or later the population should move to the higher ground.